Yeah. They playing good ball. I mean, real good ball. You talk about a team that's they play well together. Offensive, defensive, special teams, especially at home, you know. So Sunday night, we know it's going to be a battle. They're a physical football team. They have a quarterback that's so competitive. I mean, he hates to lose. Every play they compete, you know. So we see that. Running back's tough. Richardson and Bradshaw out the backfield, pass game, blocking, running the ball. So have our hands full, you know. So we can't look back to anything from last year or early in this year. It's going to be about execution once again. That's going to be the biggest thing for us, is just going out and executing well on the road and being able to win on the road. And I think we're going to have to play well together as a unit and as a team. So I think all three phases are going to have to contribute for us to walk away with a W. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So prepare best we can, and hopefully it'll be enough. I mean, I think most of it just comes down to execute. It seems like the troubles that we had has been on the road, for whatever reason, early in the season, or being on the road, not getting, just executing our game plan the way we want to. So we know how important that is for us. We definitely know how explosive this team can be. We know how good their offense is. Control the ball, just playing a good football team. You know? So we're going to have to match their intensity. We're going to have to be able to create some plays for ourselves and for our offense to get them on the field and get them the ball in good field position, try to steal a couple of possessions in the game, and hopefully, you know, that'll be enough. But it don't come easy with this team. You know, I don't care if they're down or ahead, they're going to fight to the last whistle. They had some games this year where they had to fight, and they did. They fought back and put themselves in a good position to win ball games. So we know how good this team is, and especially coming off a bye, we have to make sure we take care of what we need to take care of, and that's, first of all, execute. If we do that, we'll be in good shape. He's a great professional. I mean, just by looking at him on field, he's great to have as a teammate. I mean, he's a leader. He's everything you want in a football player, especially to be a quarterback. And he can hurt you on the ground running the ball if he have to. But when he's scrambling to try to get the ball downfield. And if he don't have it, he's very smart, tucking and get what he can and just go down. So he's a complete quarterback when you look at it. I mean, he's going to be a great one at this level. I mean, you could just tell the way he operate that team and put him in a situation. He's unfazed. Get hit, he get up. He's just a tough quarterback all around. I mean, he's probably one of the toughest quarterbacks in this game, physically and mentally. Just watching the play, playing against him a couple times, and he have the tools to be great, and he's been showing it. He's a tough runner. I mean, even when he was at New York, I mean, I think he's so underrated as a running back. I mean, he's a small guy, but he pack a punch. Run the ball, block, catch the ball out the backfield. I mean, yards at the contact. I mean, he's a complete back. And like I say, he get overlooked by a bunch of big names nowadays in the league. But I tell you what, we don't overlook him. We understand that 1-2 punch they have down there is they very, very special. You know, when they can get that running game involved and get the ball out to the receivers and tight ends, they're a tough team to stop. And defensively, they get out there and just maul people. And special teams, they at the top. So we got to do a real good job all the way around. That's why I say it's not going to be just offense or defense or special teams. It's going to be all three. All three phases, we're going to have to play well to win this ball game. And if we don't, it'll be a long plane ride home, I'll tell you that. Everybody's at the point of attack. You know, this guy, they would cut the ball anywhere. He have great vision. He's very patient in running the ball. Both of them, they're very patient. They do a real good job of letting the offensive line get to their blocks. And at the last second, they stopping on a dime, and now you have to redirect and try to run with them. And it's tough running with a running back. I don't care, you know, what defensive lineman you are. They quicker than you. They faster than you. And their vision is better than yours. So we have to make sure up front defensively, we have to be in the right places at the right time, do our job, just stay on our blocks as much as we can and just see the whole play unfold. Because the running backs, he's going to do it. They're going to be very patient with their run game and their offense. That's what they want to do. And they've been doing a great job of that. So we have to take care of that up front, and hopefully we can. If we do, we'll be successful. But if not, it's going to be a long night. So I'm not looking for a long night, especially against these guys on the road. It'll be a tough hole to dig ourselves out of if we get down and can't compete at the level we need to. It's going to be tough. So we got to do everything we can not to get in that position. Just stay ahead of the ball. Just continue just to operate, smooth operation, and hopefully that's enough.